It's a partial victory for some residents who've spent nearly a year pushing for action. During Wednesday's council meeting, members rejected a citizen petition calling for a 90-day moratorium on new group homes, but agreed to adopt what they call an aggressive schedule to come up with zoning changes and a licensing plan. The state regulates many group homes, but not sober living homes. Councilwoman Deb Stark says that needs to change.
This really, to me, is a statewide concern. And if we set up our own set of rules and then Mesa sets up their own set, then it's going to get to be very confusing for the industry, who I think wants some consistency throughout the state.
Neighborhood groups have complained about clusters of what they see as poorly run sober living homes. In response, Phoenix hired a consultant to work with residents and home operators. A full plan is expected to reach the council by late March. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.